was he allowed to bring a case in federal court, and or must he have exhausted all of his remedies in the administrative law courts? These are what's called, you know, procedural cases. They're dry, right, because they don't deal with, it's not about the rights. We already know he has these rights, right? They have these two statutes, one against discriminating against a person with a disability, and the second is to ensure that he or she receive an acceptable public education. This is just procedural. Was he allowed to get into federal court to make the claim that he was entitled to money damages as well?